Now he says, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. Came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. He took hold of his own clothes, rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. He smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Now you see, this man, Elisha, is taking the place of Elijah. And he demonstrates his faith. Elijah's not essential. And he takes that robe, he smites the waters, just as Elijah had done. The power's not in Elijah, the power's in God. And Elisha knew that. And now he takes that mantle, he smites the waters, just as Elijah had done. And what happens? Well, this man has the faith that Elijah had. And it's the Lord God of Elijah. He asks that question, where is the Lord God of Elijah? That's the important thing. Instead of looking to men or to methods or to some nostrum that's offered today or to look into some woman, for that matter, a great many people turn in that direction, why not look to the Lord God of Israel, the living God, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ? Why not look to the Savior today? That is the important thing. Now, he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and he smote the waters and went on. Now, when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. They said unto him, behold now, there be with thy servant 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master, lest peradventure the Spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some high mountain or some valley. And he said, ye shall not send. He's gone. You don't have to go over there and investigate. He's not over there. He's been taken. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, send. Finally said, all right, if you want to go, go ahead. They sent. Therefore 50 men, they sought 3 days, but found him not. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? I told you not to go. You were wasting your time. You won't find him over there. Now, here is an incident that takes place. We're told a man of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is naught, and the ground barren. He said, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. They brought it. Now, this is where Elisha made the waters sweet. We are told, verse 22, so the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. And you can see those waters there in that valley, right at Jericho, by the way. They are there today. I did not drink of them. Be honest with you, I'm a little afraid to drink water that's out in the open in that land. It's apt to be contaminated. But I'm told by those that were brave enough to drink it that it is very sweet water, very delicious water to drink, by the way.